This is WUIS. When you think of a barbershop chorus, you probably picture men performing, but plenty of women also join in the fun. The Sweet Adelines International Group has been around for 70 years now. Our Rachel Otwell visited one of the choirs, based in Springfield, that's hitting all the right notes.
Give them a big hand. Come on, you can do better than that. They're great.
It's a hot Sunday afternoon at the Illinois State Fair. Veterans and their families are gathered in front of an outdoor stage. They're getting ready for the yearly event that honors the state's vets. But first, Springfield's female barbershop choir serenades the crowd. Governor Bruce Rauner is in the audience as the group of about 25 sings. The choir is multi-generational, from a 14-year-old to those in their 80s. Judy Meeker watches from the front row. With short, white, curly hair, she has a big smile on her face during the performance.
Their voices blend so beautifully, and you can tell they all enjoy it so much. It's old-timer, and I'm an old-timer, but you know what? It's the best music that's ever been written.
Harmonizing like this takes countless hours of practice. Every Monday night, the group meets at Springfield's Hoagland Center for the Arts, where they rehearse for over 2 hours without taking a break. At tonight's practice, a few ladies are going over their part in a song before things get officially underway. It's the only time I hear a piano all night, as the group is 100% a cappella. A few costumes hang nearby, a couple are Halloween-themed, and others are black and sparkly with sequins. Like men's barbershop choirs, this one is separated into four parts: tenor, lead, baritone, and bass. Elizabeth Hardcastle and her granddaughter Sarah, both with bold red hair, have arrived early to take care of organizational matters. Elizabeth is collecting checks for fundraising. The two are from Decatur and joined Sound Celebrations a few months ago. Though this is nothing new for one of them, Elizabeth has directed choirs and is even what's known as a queen of harmony, aka an international champion.
And so in 1986, my quartet Ambiance was fortunate enough that we won our regional and then won our international first time out. It was such a gift. It was an exciting time for us. We took it and ran with it. We've done a lot of recordings and we've sung in Carnegie Hall several times.
That's a feeling she hopes to relive when this group competes at the international competition they qualified for in Las Vegas next year. Sarah is looking forward to it, too.
I've been singing ever since I was, like, itty-bitty, and playing the piano was one of my favorite hobbies, so when I was old enough, she said, well, there is now a chorus in Springfield that actually might have some talent.
There are lots of choruses that have talent, but this one is going to be going off to international to compete, and I thought this would be a good chance for her to compete with a chorus that is on its way up.
The group also has a male presence. Terry Ludwig is the director and had only been in that role for 6 months when he took them to the competition where they qualified for the international event. He also directs a male barbershop choir in Bloomington. Part of what he does is urge the group to connect with each other and with the audience.
We want our singers to take ownership of what the story is and really communicate that to the audience. It creates this connection, a bond between the audience and the chorus itself. It makes the performance so much more enjoyable when you're actually telling a story as opposed to just singing notes.
Another important part is the choreography.
Movement affects the way you sing. If you stand stiff and just sing, it just becomes rigid. We like to have freedom in our music, freedom in the body, freedom in the voice, and the movement really helps enhance that.
Rehearsal gets underway. First, there are warm-ups led by one of the assistant directors. And then there are the types of songs you'd expect in barbershop style. Not every song is heavily choreographed, but the ladies always use their facial expressions to tell the story, and a lot of hand gestures. This tune's called Orange Colored Sky. Nat King Cole made it popular in 1950. But not all the songs are from the mid-century or earlier. Recognize this.
This is Thriller Night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller.
This, of course, is Thriller by Michael Jackson, a song with my favorite choreography of the evening and one that's sure to be a hit for the group's Halloween performance. The chorus performs on average a couple of times a month. At the end of the night, some linger to chat. 25-year-old Caitlin Barnes is talking about her hunt for the first home she'll buy. She says over the past year she's been involved, these women have become like aunts.
It's not a hobby, it's a lifestyle, and these people are some of the most important people in my life.
Still, at first she didn't even know that groups like these, also called a Sweet Adeline's Chorus, even existed.
You know, when you think of barbershop, you think of like the Dapper Dans at Disney World and their like little top hats and their pinstripe suits, and it's supposed to be a boy's hobby. But if you go to a Sweet Adeline's competition, we say that barbershop was invented by men and perfected by women, and it is true.
She'll be one of many putting in several hours per week of practice as the choir works to perfect their craft and compete with the best in the world. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Killer.